you know, now I've become, and I like that WGN Radio has become the go-to place for real ID questions. You hear the commercials reminding you to get it done, but naturally it's this new process and a lot of you do have questions. Good morning, John. I'm wondering if you could pose a question to the real ID fellow. For many of us, it's not easy or convenient to get to a Secretary of State's facility for that new ID. I was wondering why townships and county offices couldn't be authorized to do it there. Go to the village hall rather than go to the Secretary of State's office for their hours, et cetera, et cetera. Secretary of State's spokesperson is Dave Drucker. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Likewise. So it's always Secretary of State's offices, though, right? No other satellite sites are available?
The reason for it, I certainly understand the lady's question, her inquiry of you. The federal government requires that the facilities be secured locations under our auspices. I get the concept, what she's saying. The idea, though, of training employees that work in other agencies to look for fraudulent documents and to be collecting this material would just be just an incredibly expensive project. And the thing I would recommend to her, though, is that for folks with disabilities or seniors, when they come to the facility, our people are instructed to move them to the front of the line, you know, to be served immediately.
Yeah, so make sure if you're coming or bringing somebody who is a senior citizen or disabled to a Secretary of State's office, if waiting is an issue, alert the staff, and they will put you in the queue in front of me or anybody under the age of something or another, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you guys also, I know you did, have alternate hours or days where you focus more on that, and how is that going?
Yes, yeah. Well, I think we're making progress. We've expanded the big facilities in Chicago, the big three, to 6 days a week, and they only do real IDs on Monday.
At those three, is that true for all of the facilities? No.
No, just the big three in Chicago, the Elston Avenue on the north side, 99th King Drive on the south side, and Lexington Avenue on the west side.
Okay, so you can't go to an alternate site, and downtown, so if I came to get something else done at a Secretary of State's office on Monday at the big three locations downtown, Dave, I can't get it done? They're only doing real ID there?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct.
Do you have any idea relative to how many people in the state need to get this done? And it's done by the end of the year, is that right?
Well, we're talking about October 1st is the day that people would begin to need the real ID to get on board airplanes. It's a difficult figure. It becomes something of a guesstimate, John, because as we've discussed in the past, if you've got a passport, you have a real ID compliant document. You really don't need to come to DMVs and wait in line. If you're somebody, for example, who's just using a standard driver's license and isn't flying, if you're just using it to go to the grocery store or to Walgreens to pick up prescriptions, you can get the standard license, and that's a much easier line to get through because you don't have to bring in all the documents that you do for a real ID.
A passport works as a real ID, but a real ID does not work always as a passport, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Essentially, the real ID is much as anything is for domestic flight because you need the passport to fly internationally.
So if you right, but if you're
the Caribbean or Canada,
say that again, Dave.
You're going to need the a real ID even to fly to Mexico or the Caribbean or to go to Canada.
And that's starting October 1st.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is it that way with every state in the union? I know Illinois was late in getting into this game.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure I would say we were late, per se. I might take a little bit of issue with that, but...
We were terribly late, weren't we? I'm not faulting the Secretary of State's office, but the legislature was late in passing the law necessary for this. Do I recall that incorrectly?
I think that's a fair statement. I don't mean to seem defensive about it.
You seem very defensive, Dave, and it's not like you.
I apologize to your listeners and to you, John. I didn't mean to be that way. I think the fact is that that some of the standards have changed over the years in terms of what Homeland Security and TSA have wanted. So originally, the concept was that there would be a second level of security to get on an airplane, and then you wouldn't necessarily need a real ID. that you might go through a series of questions after you went through security or another level of security checks to go through. But in 2016, they changed that and said by October of this year, 2020, you're going to need a real ID to get on an airplane. So that put tremendous pressure on the DMVs around the country.
It sounded a little like global entry, what you were describing there.
Yes.
But your office does not handle. You don't have anything to do with that, right?
No, sir.
And so you don't know much about the interchangeability of a global ID doesn't work as a real ID, for instance.
Well, at this point, Homeland Security did say global entry card would be acceptable.
Oh, but no kidding. If you have global entry, which is not that many people do, but global entry for people who travel internationally a lot gets you through customs more quickly. I'm not sure if it gets you in the TSA pre-check line.
It does.
It does, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good, because Brenda and I finally got ours done. It's a process. It'll take you anywhere from a month to a year to get that. That's been our personal experience, the federal government to approve your application and then get you your interview and then scheduled and then to actually get it done. It can take a very long time. But global entry, once you get it, they tell me, Steve, is that your experience? You sail through airports?
Absolutely, sure. It's like a pre-check plus.
Yeah, and it costs about $100 and some odd, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, now, naturally, and I said I wouldn't do this, my phone lines are filled with people with questions, and I know that sometimes they're so specific you can't answer everybody's individual query just off the top of your head, but would you take a couple calls for us?
Sure.
And I'll just keep you for a minute here. Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office. Gail, you're on WGN. What did you need to know? Hi.
Hi, Dave. I'm a grandma. You know, try to do everything early. I have a college granddaughter. She doesn't have a job, and she doesn't get bills come to the house. What would she need for a real ID?
I'm sorry, Gail. I missed the gist of the question. You have a granddaughter?
Well, she has a college-age student. So she's talking about her college-age student who does she need a real ID. But I think everybody does, right?
Under 18, if you are traveling alone, you need some identification to get on a plane. If you're traveling with the parents, you do not.
Over 18, you do need it.
Yes.
Regardless of who you're traveling with, regardless of whether or not you have a driver's license or anything, I mean, you'll have to have real ID starting October 1st to travel.
Yes, sir.
And Dave, I keep asking questions over and over again. Even domestically, I'll need real ID?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Think of it this way, John. If you're traveling, doing any international travel, anything outside the United States, you need a passport for that. So essentially what we're talking about is for people to get on a plane to fly from Chicago to San Francisco or Chicago to New York for domestic flights, you're now going to need the real ID.
So say you've got a driver's license and you don't need to get it exchanged anytime soon, but here comes October 1st, you don't have a passport. Your driver's license will still be your driver's license, but if you're going to get on an airplane after October 1st, you either need a passport or a real ID, no matter where you're flying.
Yes, sir. That's correct. That was well described, what you just said.
I'll screw it up in a minute. And Michelle had a question. Hi, Michelle. You're on WGN.
Hi. You re-clarified my points, but earlier in the conversation, your guest said you need a real ID to travel to Mexico or the Caribbean, but really you need a passport for those places as well. You don't need a real ID for those.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, right.
That's correct. Think of it this way. The real ID is for domestic flights. Again, Chicago to New York, Chicago to San Francisco. If you're traveling anywhere outside the United States, you need the passport.
And one last question here for Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office. John, I'll let that be you. You're on WGN. How can we help you, John? Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, if we have I have a passport now, but I'd like to get a real ID for convenience. Is all I need is the passport for identification to get a real ID at the office?
That's a great question, sir. It's one that's kind of stumbled us as well. The answer, unfortunately, is no, that bringing in the passport is just one of several documents that are required by Homeland Security for us to give you a real ID driver's license.
This is the point Steve Bertrand makes all the time. It's easier to get a passport, you would think would be the most difficult thing, than it is a real ID.
Yeah, and the fact is, and we don't have a good answer. We haven't been given a good answer. If one has a passport, you can get on an airplane. The question then becomes what the gentleman is asking is that, well, why wouldn't that be good enough to get you a real ID driver's license if it's going to if that document gets you on a plane? And I don't have a good answer.
I've got 30 seconds left. Online, you can find out everything you need to bring, but could you just give me the headlines? What are the things I need to bring or have assembled to get my real ID?
Well, first of all, John, I would say for anyone who doesn't remember what I'm about to tell you, go to our website, realid.ilsos.gov.
I'll post that on my Facebook page, too.
LSOS.gov. And there's an interactive device there that will give you all kinds of examples in the different categories that you need. But essentially, it really isn't very complicated. The first category would be either a passport or a birth certificate.
Yeah, what else?
The second category would be a Social Security card or a W-2 that's got the number on it.
Something like that. And then what else?
The third category would be two pieces of mail. From a government agency or a utility,
right.
A voter registration card would count.
Yeah,
statement would count.
I got it, and now I'm out of time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dave, you're always a pleasure, and you're always well-informed. Thanks for helping us out today.
You're welcome, sir.
Dave Drecker from the Secretary of State's office.